We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Samech Hei Hilchos Ribbis Oibay Lam Tzifim. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Lefish Nafshe Shel Adam B'Tivay, a person's natural behavior is Chaymed Misavul Mammon. He has a desire for Mammon, for money. B'Karv Yosef Shead Nichshav Is Ribbis, and therefore, when we speak about interest, it's most likely that a person, it's something that's likely for a person to violate Mishari Surim Shebe Mammon versus other halachas that apply to finances. Ki begezav ayna kedayma, when it comes to outright stealing, hareza mishgiach la'atzmai, a person knows how to protect himself, shloi nigzav shloi yisana, not to be a victim of cheating. If somebody wants to steal or cheat someone else, even if he's not the most upright individual, he's embarrassed, he's scared to do outright theft. When we speak about ribbis, it's very different. The person who's borrowing gives the interest payment willingly, he's actually happy to pay. He needs funds, and he's been able to find a place where he could get hold of that money, even though it represents paying interest. The person who's lending the money thinks he thinks he's being very generous with the person who's borrowing the money. That he could have invested this money and earned much more than the interest payments. And therefore becomes most easy that a person can get convinced to get tripped up with this Aveira. The Torah is very concerned and very strict regarding this Isser, for Harbi Levin Nemriba, and there were many Lavin said regarding this Isser. Hamalva Oiva Bashish Lavin, the Malva violates six Lavin, Vlayokam Betrias Amesim, and he won't have Trias Amesim, Shnema, Beneshach Noson, Vitarbus Lokach Vachoya Layichia, Haloiva Oiva Bashloish Lavin, the one that borrowed the money is over three Lavin, Hasoifer, the person who recorded it, the lawyer, the edim, the witnesses, the ariv, and the guarantors, ovim kolech b'lav, echad, each one of them violates one lav. The kena sirser, the broker, shay b'neim, that operated between the lender and the borrower, a shusay lechem, or he helped one of them, kigon shahar mokum lahavus la'loy v'lovos, if he identified for the borrower a place where he could borrow money with an interest, a shahar makla malva, or he showed the lender a place lahavis, where he could lend his money on ribbis with ribbis gamkin over lavachad, he too is over a lav. Sif beis mi shenichshav lokach ribbis, if somebody took by accident, somebody made this mistake of taking ribbis, mechoyev lachzira, he has to return it. But actually, when we speak about ribbis, as we're going to see, there are three categories. There's ribbis d'oraisa, there's avak ribbis d'rabbanan, and the ribbis mukdemus v'cheres, which is also d'rabbanan. But as far as this halacha that we just learned, there are differences. Somebody who does ribbis d'oraisa, which is where you lend money on ribbis, on a set rate of interest, that the halacha is very clear that somebody who obtained money that way must return it. Ribbis d'rabbanan is that it was done through a sale, where it wasn't that it was lent directly and you're paying me interest for the money I lent you. You pay me more if I give you better terms of credit, or if it wasn't outright discussed that it's ribbis. So the halacha is that ribbis, the halacha doesn't require that the person who received it must return it. But lots of the shemayim, the right thing is to return it. And then we're going to learn about ribis mukdamas mucheres, that somebody gives somebody money with the goal that he's going to get, that person who he gave this money to will now be amenable to lend the money. Or after somebody lent me money, I give him a gift. That's ribis mukdamas mucheres, as we saw, as we're going to learn. And there the halach is you don't have to return it, even lots of shidei shemayim. Sif gimel. I feel like pasuk my ribis b'shah salva. Even if the rate of interest was not identified at the time of the loan, al shivalei b'chinam adzman pliny. He lent the money with no interest till a certain time. Al shemachalei ezes schar ba'akaf adzman pliny. Or he sold the merchandise on credit until a certain time. Or whatever the situation is that I have to pay someone. Whatever the situation is. And when the time to pay comes, when I have now the due date, and instead of paying, I now make up that I'll pay you extra in order that you should give me more time to pay. That's considered ribis. Sif dalet. I feel him loiva nice lo yos mitata b'shas proin. If the borrower gives the lender more than he was supposed to at the time of payment, shlo hisnamai, and it wasn't that there was something that he was obligated to do. It wasn't that they made this as a stipulation. Ve'ena oimer, and he doesn't even say shnois lo b'shul ribis that he's giving it to him because it's a ribis payment. Still gam kein osur. Sif hey. Even if the borrower said explicitly that this extra money he's giving is only as a gift, the malva may not take that money. If he already took it, but malva is a tshuva, and the malva wants to do tshuva, and now he learned that this is prohibited, and he wants to give it back, and the loiva says, no, I want you to keep it, then it's mutter. Sivov, os lagdam ribis elacha isay. As we learned, ribis mukdemis and ribis mucheris is osur. Ketzad, hay Reuven writes lis leves mishimin maz. Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. Umagdam v'sholach le matana, and what he does is he gives him a gift, upirishloi, and he says, the reason I'm giving you this gift is b'vishvil shilveyu, because I want you ultimately to lend me money. Aisha matana maruba. It was a large gift. Even though he didn't say this, the mstama have a kilo pirushi b'shvil shalveyu. Why am I giving such a large gift to this individual? It must be that my motive is that you should lend me money. Zeribus mukdemus. Love him emenu v'chslei ma'aisav. If I borrowed and I returned the money, if I give you a gift because you were so nice to lend me money that you could have invested that money and instead you gave it to me as a loan, that's ribis mucheres. Siv Zayin. If somebody lent money to someone for a certain amount of time, I lent you money today in order that you will lend me more money at another time, or you're going to lend me the same amount of money that I borrowed from you, but when I will lend you the money, you'll have better terms, you could pay back after a longer amount of time. That's called ribis. But let's say I borrowed money from you, a certain amount of money for a certain amount of time, with the understanding that I will lend you the same amount of money and for the same amount of time. Yesh im shagam ken asur. There's some say that that also is in the category of ribis. Yesh im de mutta. And some say that since there's no profit here, it's just an even deal, that's not considered ribis. Yesh lachmer. Ach im loy husnel ken. But if there was no stipulation up front, you lent me money, and now I lend you money, but there was no stipulation. Even though the only reason I'm lending you the money is because you lent me the money once. So I feel obligated now to lend you money. If it's the same amount of money, and if it's the same amount of time, and there was no stipulations, there's room for leniency. Sifches. Somebody who lends money to someone else has to be most careful not to benefit from the person who borrowed money from him. As long as this person's holding on to the money, even if it's something that he would have done, even if he wouldn't have borrowed the money. The fact that I feel comfortable in taking benefit from you without you even offering the benefit, I take it on my own. Nira, that the only reason that I feel comfortable, I take the liberty of having this benefit, is because you, my thinking is that you're not going to say anything because I was so nice to you, I lent you money. But if it wasn't that way, it wasn't that I took advantage of the fact that I lent you money. If it's something I would have done for you anyway, that the borrower would have done for the lender anyway, even if the lender had not lent the money, it shouldn't be something public, because the public will see that the lender is benefiting from the borrower, and they're going to assume that why is the lender benefiting from the borrower? It must be because he feels obligated because the money that he lent him. What is considered paresia? So I saw the Shram Tzion Balacha discusses an interesting question. Could the lender use the borrower's car? And again, the situation is such that the lender has used the borrower's car many times before, but it's public. Everybody sees that I'm using his car. What will be the halacha? So he says, interestingly, if people don't really recognize that this car is the borrower's car, so then it's not considered public, because there's no way for the world to know that the lender is benefiting from the borrower. But let's say it's a truck, for example, that belongs to the borrower and has the borrower's name on the truck or the borrower's business name on the truck. That makes it into a davish al paresia, that makes it into something public, and then the lender may not have that benefit from the borrower.